Now, everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
Welcome to Everything Old is New Again. That's the theme of the Peanuts, and this is Douglas Viviani with the ever animated and
animated,
David
very
Cohen.
Cute.
Yes, this year we've seen a continuation of two forms of entertainment that have been around since the 1950s, at least two. The two we're going to talk about are the Muppets and the Peanuts. I don't know, they've stood the test of time, and you've seen comics with them, right? TV shows. Specials, movies.
And just to be clear, the puppets.
The Muppets?
I put them together. The Peanuts and the Muppets.
Or a puppet. That's a new
word.
Yeah.
So the Peanuts was around since the 50s. Muppets?
Yes.
No.
1955.
The Muppets?
I will show you that, yes. And the question is, what's the fascination with the rather odd species of these two creations in our pop culture? I don't know. Alf is funnier, don't you think? The Grinch is more fun. But we cannot seem to shake the Peanuts or the Muppets,
right.
Can we?
I mean, they're still around.
They're new incarnations now. The movie and as a TV show
for the Muppets.
Muppets.
55 of the Muppets. Okay, I'm waiting to hear that. I'm tuning in. Let's go.
You're ready to go. You love the history. You got to have it. The question I have, though, is a generic question besides all this, is which is better, the Muppets or the Peanuts?
Wow.
We're going to explore that. Stay tuned. You'll find out the answer, at least as far as we're concerned. First, let's take a look at the Peanuts. I'm going to give you a little something here. Charles M. Schulz, if you didn't know, was the creator. He created that comic strip in a newspaper in 1950. It ran, listen to this now, check it out, 17,897 strips. From February to from that date in 2000, let's say 1950,
right,
till February 13th, 2000, is 50 years. He did 357 a year.
But aren't there 365 days? So
he
slacked off for
a couple of holidays.
Yeah.
It's amazing work.
Incredible.
One guy. Not like he created this and somebody else came in and helped him. He did it all himself. I would say that, therefore, Charlie Brown is like the hardest working kid in show business.
He is.
But what is this Charlie Brown character? I don't know. He's like a lovable loser. He can't fly a kite. He can't kick a football. He can't pitch to win in baseball. He's even got trouble with Halloween. I mean, come on.
Gee, I got a candy bar.
Boy, I got three cookies.
Hey, I got a package of gum.
I got a rock.
Trick or treat.
I got a popcorn ball.
I got a fudge ball.
I got a pack of gum.
I got a rock.
I mean, he's like a lovable loser, I guess. I mean, you're a big Peanuts fan, I guess.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm sort of on the way down with it. I'm sort of done with the Peanuts.
On the way down, but it's been around since 1950. What point did you jump off the bus here?
Because they're very well known for these TV specials for their, the holidays.
Yeah.
When they did Arbor Day, I felt that was enough. You know, they hit rock bottom. You know, well, now we've got a special about Arbor Day. I mean, I'm done. But I know that you want to progress and talk about the
Not as bad as I think it's a hangnail Charlie Brown. Did you see that special? I think it hit rock bottom there.
Let's see what this character Marcy has to say, the meaning of Thanksgiving. It's
you heard
it was nice.
What Linus was saying out there. Those early pilgrims were thankful for what had happened to them. And we should be thankful too. We should just be thankful for being together. I think that's what they mean by Thanksgiving, Charlie Brown.
All right, so, I mean, what do you think? I mean, there's always, Peanuts, you got to give them credit. There are some meanings throughout the Peanuts.
You want me to go on a spiel about the Peanuts now?
Yes, I sure
can.
Do.
I can take up the rest of the show talking about...
Take up 1 minute.
First of all, did you know... Wait, all right, I'll tell that story later.
Go.
I'll tell that story later about the guy who voiced Charlie Brown.
Okay.
He's been in the news recently. Anyway, it's really sad.
Okay.
Can't listen to Charlie Brown in the same way. But anyway, look, Charlie Brown he's all of us, right? I mean, he's honest. he, you know, he's a good person. He tries hard, and he is met with failure over and over again. But he is beloved by all his friends, and that's really what counts. And every episode ends up like that in some way.
All right, let's listen to a little of his presentation on the Christmas tree. Remember that one?
Do they still make wooden Christmas trees?
This little green one here seems to need a home.
I don't know, Charlie Brown. Remember what Lucy said? This doesn't seem to fit the modern spirit.
I don't care. We'll decorate it, and it'll be just right for our play. Besides, I think it needs me.
There he is, and you always see the, you know, the needles coming off of that mindset.
Yeah.
You know that.
But his friends, you know, they fixed the tree up, and it became the best tree ever.
But he's like, he needs like antidepressants. He's constantly, when I picture
no,
him,
he is, right, he's constantly depressed.
Depressed, looking at the ground. And he shouldn't, because there was, in 69, a movie called, a theatrical release, A Boy Named Charlie Brown. It made $6 million as a budget of $1 million. There was Snoopy Come Home in 72, great reviews, but that was a bomb because it was about Snoopy. I don't know, we'll take that up. A Race for Your Life in 1977, another bomb. But then we've got Bon Voyage Charlie Brown 1980, it made $2 million. So, I mean, these are produced for Peanuts.
And the new movie, Peanuts movie is killing it.
That's what I'm trying to say. Let's take a look at a little preview of that.
I'm going to change who I am and become a winner.
Find the courage.
If there's one person you want by your side at a moment like this, it's your loyal dog.
The Peanuts movie.
So you can see now the presentation is that he wants to change from being this depressed individual, kind of, or this downtrodden guy, and he wants to meet the girl with the red hair. Is that
right.
What it's called?
Yeah.
Right, now, you saw the movie, but before we get to it, I just want to hear Charlie Brown's interview about the movie, and then I want to hear your reaction and your review of the movie.
I stand behind this movie 100%. I promise action and adventure. I promise laughs. I promise love. Excuse me.
So you say his friends love him. He's still a blockhead. He still fails. Blockheads left and right all over the place.
But he's a good person, and that's really the message of all the Charlie Brown, the Peanuts cartoons. We'll go into Snoopy and all the rest of the characters, but what was great about the Peanuts movie is that, first of all, this was the son of Charles Schulz who did this, but it didn't try to modernize it, right? So none of the kids have iPhones or anything like that. It's still sort of stuck in that time warp, but you don't notice that because it's really just about the spirit of and the friendship and Charlie Brown trying to better himself, going after the little redheaded girl. So it really is true to the original, which is the best part. And the kids who were in the theater, little kids, they were hysterical. They were laughing. They were totally into it. And it's a whole new generation. So
it's interesting because they know of Charlie Brown for sure from the specials on TV, nothing else.
Right.
There's no weekly series. There's no comic or anything like that.
The Christmas, the Thanksgiving.
Basically, that's, and Halloween, right? There's three of them.
Halloween.
That are played all the time. And if you want to pick up the other ones, you can. So this is interesting that they know the characters, but it sounds like they love them from watching on the screen with you.
Yes. There's no doubt. No doubt.
And you as a parent or even as an adult, you went to go see it. For what reason? Why'd you go?
Oh, well, part is nostalgia, part because I heard good reviews about it. And I really, you know, I'm a fan. So
you
I was
go with
it
any kids. Want to be clear
I did
about
not
this.
Go with any kids.
And who'd you go with?
My wife. It was just the two of
Think
us.
Think about it. Two adults going to see it. That's why this movie has made to date $135 million so far.
It's crazy.
Or a $99 million budget. Yeah. We'll be right back. And everything old is new again. Muppets.
How'd you get paid for this?
Anyone can create a podcast on the web. In fact, there are millions of them online. But if you want quality internet talk radio, just remember this address, TalkZone.com. TalkZone is internet talk radio for planet Earth with talented hosts, great guests, and good conversation. Ready to share your thoughts and ideas with a global audience? Become a TalkZone show host yourself. Learn more at TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio for planet Earth.
TalkZone.com.
When you're looking for a job, changing your career, or applying for a promotion, your resume is the first thing seen that represents you to a potential employer. Make sure your resume makes a clear, concise, and professional impression of who you are so you can get that job. Send your current resume to resumedoctorinc@aol.com for a free online review. You'll receive a reasonable quote to properly prepare your resume. Let us make sure you have a resume that will get you noticed. Send your resume or questions to resumedoctorinc@aol.com. That's resumedoctorinc@aol.com. Peanuts.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-8649. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-8649. 1-800-959-8649.
You're listening to Everything Old is New Again, America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
Joe Cool, back in school.
With Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
It's the Muppet Show!
Welcome back to Everything Old is New Again. We're now turning our focus from the Peanuts to the Muppets, these two quirky forms of entertainment that I've connected in some way because they're over 50 years old. They are brand new now with a new movie for the Peanuts. The Muppets have a brand new television show. That's a clip from the old show from 76 to 81. They had a comedy variety show. They had big guests every week. I don't know if you remember that, Dave.
Sure, absolutely.
I just want to throw this at you. We were talking before. There's clarity on this. In 1950, Jim Henson created the Muppets. Now, it wasn't the Muppet Show. It was on another show and later on developed into the characters for Sesame Street. But
all right, not to get some, you know, into semantics here, but it was on a local TV show in Washington, D.C. It was not nationally known. And they weren't really known in pop culture till Sesame Street.
Well, it was 76. Sesame Street was the 60s.
So you're talking about
70, 80, 90, 100. It's still over 50 years.
No, right. But you're saying it was created in the 50s.
It's created in 55. 19, it's clear. It was created just because people don't know it exists. Hey, we were created umpteen years ago, and not everybody knows who we are, but guess what? We were created then.
Yeah.
Just because some schmo doesn't hear of us doesn't mean that we're not around, right? They had great guest stars. Mark Hamill from Star Wars was on that show.
Princess!
Yes, yes, I have just escaped from an evil fiend who held me prisoner.
Well, the evil fiend must feed his prisoner as well.
What?
Well, what I mean is it looks like you've put on...
Look, Skywalker, go along with this or I'll cut you in half.
Well, that's in the 70s when Star Wars is at its apex. Miss Piggy was on, I think, Time Magazine, but she was on tons of magazines. She was very big. I know you don't vote for it.
She just wasn't funny. No. It was just a one-joke thing with Miss Piggy all the time.
Really?
You mentioned something about being fat, and she makes some snarky remark, and that's repeat 3,000 times. That
There's
was the
a
formula.
Lot more to it. Dudley Moore will agree with
me.
He was on that, too.
Band. Yeah, we come here to have it out with you about this music machine you got.
Right, yeah, I know we have differing opinions on the subject, so it's probably best to talk about it. Why don't we openly and freely express our feelings on the subject?
And that's Arthur himself. If you remember back in the 70s, that was a huge movie.
Okay, so they had stars on the show.
Huge stars. That wasn't just Miss Piggy. Anyway, all I can tell you is that it was huge in 1971.
You can argue that it needed stars. How about that?
Well, let's listen. You want to hear a cast of stars? Let's take a look at the clip from Muppet.
The Muppet Movie, starring Charles Durning. Special guest stars, Edgar Bergen, Milton Berle, Mel Brooks, James Coburn, Dom DeLuise, Elliot Gould, Bob Hope, Madeline Kahn, Carol Kane, Cloris Leachman, Steve Martin, Richard Pryor, Telly Savalas, Paul Williams, and Orson Welles.
You could say that they needed the stars, but I would say that they easily attracted the stars because of their popularity.
Yeah, money attracts stars, too.
But
you
there'd be no money.
You paid a star enough, they'll be on any show.
But there'd be no money if no one went to go see any of these incarnations. And that movie made, 1979, made $65 million. There, after that, it was The Great Muppet Caper, $31 million in 1981. Then it was Muppets Take Manhattan, 84. Muppets Christmas Carol, Muppet Treasure Island, Muppets from Space. It went on and on. And then now we saw in recent times Jason Segel from How I Met Your Mother and Amy Adams from Enchanted and Man of Steel and American Hustle. And upcoming, she's going to be Lois Lane, by the way, in Batman versus Superman. They kind of gave it a shot in the arm in 2011. Jason Segel wrote the movie, and it was a big hit, $165 million.
Everything is great. Everything is grand. I got the whole wide world in the palm of my hand. Life's a happy song, and there's someone by my side to sing along.
Now, even a non-fan of the Muppets, and I have to tell you that I'm a fan, but begrudging, because I see what you say. Sometimes there's a lot of jokes that don't hit the mark, you know. That, to me, was a really good movie. Have you had a chance to see that?
Look, I'm not saying it's not culturally relevant and people like it. That's not what I'm just saying.
I'm just asking you, have you seen that particular movie?
No. Right?
Okay. So give that a shot just for the heck of it and see what you think. It also contained, let's talk about music. You want to talk about music? Yeah, I know everybody loves the Peanuts and their one theme song that is played three songs in every single episode. Let's listen to a song that actually won an Academy Award in 2000.
Am I a man?
Not sure how that won an Academy Award in 2011.
No, I don't either. I'll give you, It's Not Easy Being Green, the Kermit. I like that song.
Right.
I like that song. But this one, no.
Now, how about the last one, the Life's a Happy Song?
No.
Yeah, okay. Well, as a result of those two songs and that one movie, this is what happened.
So, what do we do now?
Well, we're together again and all our fans are back.
Oh, no. Disaster. That can only mean one thing.
Doggone it, you're right. Mm-hmm. It looks like they've ordered a sequel.
There you go. And the sequel was created with Ricky Gervais, and Kermit the Frog was in it, and Ty Burrell from Modern Family, Tina Fey, you know her. 2014 made $80 million. It was pretty popular. It was still a little bit on the history, but let's hear a little bit of an interview with Ricky Gervais and Constantine.
I reckon I could beat you in a staring contest, actually, Constantine.
How would you possibly do that?
Why would you pick on a Muppet to have a staring contest?
That's like betting against the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yes.
It's one of the most stupid things I've ever heard.
Now, he was funny in the movie. I don't know if you're a fan of his or not.
Oh, no, I like him, yes.
Okay, so
I lost respect when he did the Muppet movie, but yeah.
Again, the check cleared, I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
But what about Tina Fey and Ty Burrell and all these people that are in? Like, what's your perspective on all of these pretty big names? Bob Hope in the other movie? I mean, they're in these movies for a reason or not? I mean, what's happening here?
Well, they probably liked the Muppets, and they were asked to be involved, wanted to be involved. I don't know. I'm just saying, I just never really saw the appeal.
Right.
I liked them on Sesame Street. I grew up with them. I just don't get the whole, you know, Muppet Show thing. I never found it funny. I'm sorry.
All right. And I think that attitude is exactly...
young man. That
no,
attitude, young man. Not going to get you anywhere in life.
That was exactly what the producers of the new TV show called The Muppets, or The Muppet Show, I think it's called, actually, had in mind when they created that show. I think it's good.
The biggest names in entertainment.
Elizabeth Banks is my guest?
Yes.
Into a stage full of dancing stars, and you bring back Tom Bergeron?
I'm not on the elevator yet.
The Muppet.
Now, a little flavor there. It's basically a show of behind the scenes of a show, sort of Seinfeld-ish in its premise. And yes, you have stars, but they kind of pick on the stars. They're goofy. They're a little more relationship-wise. They're a little more, I hate to say the word, human. Does that make sense? They're a little more fleshed out with it, mm-hmm. just not telling jokes and singing a song.
Is it doing well?
And it's doing mediocre. It's not doing great. They haven't decided if they're going to renew it or not. It may gain some steam along the way.
You think it's because they changed the formula?
They changed the formula, so it's not for kids. Like, kids are not going to get and enjoy this show. I can tell you that for sure. Right. It's adult humor. I'm not saying it's sexual or anything like that, and it's not violent, but it is more about, you know, they go out drinking, they have relationships with humans, and...
Look, you and I are relatively intelligent people, right? Why would they change a formula that's been working
because of exactly what you said. I agree. The movies did very well, the most recent movies, but there's a different aspect where they figured, this has been going on for 60, 70 years. Let's try to do something not so clean, a little more cutting edge, let's say. Let's bring it, like, the Peanuts stayed the same, as you just said.
Right.
The Muppets are now trying to evolve.
And the Peanuts movie succeeded, and the Muppet show is not doing that.
Well, but the Muppet movies did tremendous.
Right, when they stuck to the formula, yes.
Right, so maybe it'll work. We'll have to see. Stay tuned. We're now going to challenge each other to a duel using the Muppets and the Peanuts as props.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-961-9485. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-961-9485. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-961-9485. That's 1-800-961-9485.
This show is sponsored by the Law Office of Douglas Viviani. Douglas Viviani has been providing quality legal services for over 26 years. We are a general practice firm and can handle any legal matter you may have for a reasonable fee. If you were involved in a car accident, starting a business, planning your estate, or need of a criminal attorney, please call 631-681-1910 or email us at vivianilaw@aol.com. Get the justice you deserve. Contact the Law Office of Douglas Viviani.
If you want to register your own .com and are looking for a responsible, sustainable, high-quality domain name registrar, then look at Pernick.com. Pernick includes a ton of value-added services like a parking page, Whois, privacy, dynamic DNS, and much more with every domain name registration at no extra cost. Not many companies can say that. So give Pernick.com a try today. Pairnic.com.
Now, back to America's entertainment pop culture talk show, Everything Old is New Again, with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
We have a hero with us.
There we go. This is Everything Old is New Again. It's time for the challenge, the deep, serious challenge of the Muppets versus the Peanuts. I take it seriously. Young David Cohen takes it seriously. Do you? Which is the best? That's what I want to know. Who's best? And like, just like a baseball game before the World Series, we're going to line up character versus character. We're going to have a sword fight, and we're going to see who is left standing. Are you ready for this challenge?
I'm ready.
You are ready?
Yes.
All right, let's give it a shot. First, we're going to start off, and I'll tell you, you better be careful, because you may get burnt. You may get cut. There may be some blood. Let's see what happens. First, we're going to start off with animal on my side. Go for it, baby. Go.
Well, I didn't realize he was president of your debating society.
And this is Schroeder, the great pianist from the Puppets.
Can you play Jingle Bells?
Up the Puppets.
No, no. I mean Jingle Bells. No, no. You don't get it at all. I mean Jingle Bells.
Despite that Freudian slip there and influencing the judgment of everyone.
I was toying with you.
Who's better? Who's a better musical character, Animal or Schroeder? Neither of them speak all that much. Animal might even actually speak more than Schroeder.
Oh, definitely.
You know, Schroeder's at that piano like all the time.
Right.
Lucy likes him, whatever. Yep. He gets upset because she doesn't understand his craft and she wants these silly songs and he's playing Mozart and everything else. I don't know. Where do you stand on that? Animal versus Schroeder. We'll have to leave it out there. I think it's probably pretty close. You tell me.
Well, Schroeder by a mile because, first of all, he plays the piano. And in the 60s, before there were even, you know, these huge synthesizers, you heard it. He could take a piano, grand piano, make it sound like one of the little toy pianos. Did you hear that?
I did hear that. I'll tell you something else. Animal is a great drummer. He played with Buddy Rich on the show, and he held his own. All right? And if you don't like what he has to say, take a look at Dudley Moore in the last segment of our show. He got his head handed to him. All right? All right, let's take a look. We're going to go a little further. Take a look at Pepe King Prawn. Oh, ah. Oh, I got
it. What do you get when you cross an elephant with a rhino?
Gee, I don't know. What?
Elephino, elephant,
elephant,
elif, rhino,
rhino,
I know, elephino. Unbelievable.
Wow. That was so lame.
Who do you have? Who?
So lame. How about Peppermint Patty, buddy?
Is this what you call a Thanksgiving Day dinner? We're supposed to be served a real Thanksgiving dinner.
Now, wait a minute, sir. Did he invite you here to dinner? Or did you invite yourself?
Gee, I never thought of it like that. Golly, why can't I act right outside of a baseball game?
Listen. Oh, hey, put your sword down. Well, I want to talk to you about Pepe. This Pepe the King Prawn may be corny, may have a little edge, but he's funny. He tries to be funny. That Peppermint Patty is nothing but nasty.
Nothing but nasty.
Nasty.
She's got a big heart, and she's cool, and she wears Birkenstocks.
All she does is say, "Stop calling me sir," and she calls Charlie Brown, what does she call him?
She loves Charlie Brown. She loves him.
All right, let's get to a little more detail. Roll your sleeves up, because this is going to be Gonzo, and Gonzo's going to have a little something to say for you. To you. Put him up. Let's go.
Mister, please. What am I going to do?
Which one are you?
I'm the ugly, disgusting one who catches cannonballs.
Ah, yes.
Look at me.
Yes, it's horrible, isn't it? Still, not to worry. I know a plastic surgeon who can fix you up, give you a little Roman number, something cute.
No, Mr. Cleese, it's not my nose. It's my arm.
Is it? Well, why is it in the middle of your face?
That's not fair, using John Cleese, one of my favorite. I'm going to put Linus up against
them. They invited the great Indian chief, Massasoit, who brought 90 of his brave Indians and a great abundance of food.
He's a pretty smart guy.
You're not helping yourself by talking over your own clips of your own guy.
Oh, Linus speaks for himself, thank you.
He does. Mr. Know-it-all. Linus, he knows everything, and I got Gonzo who knows nothing. Guess what? Gonzo's funnier, and he's more personable. Period.
Wow.
You don't go for it? You want to hear personal and funny? Here we go. So, on guard. Let's go. Fuzzy Bear, get to it, brother. Get to it. That's what he's got to say.
Hey, the little problems in life drive me crazy. Like, what do you send to a sick forest? Hey, I went to a resort hotel for a change and a rest. The waiter got the change and the hotel got the rest.
What do you got?
What a buffoon. I've got Snoopy, the ultimate and cool.
Don't even talk.
He's probably getting ready to take off in his Sopwith Camel on the next dawn patrol. His mission is to find the Red Baron and shoot him down. Contact, he shouts.
No one has been more cool than Snoopy other than Fonzie, okay?
Joe Cool, you think he's Joe Cool?
Yes.
He can't even speak English. The thing doesn't talk.
He's a dog.
He's never said a word. He knows how to put lights on.
He can't speak English. He can't speak. He can't speak French either. What does it matter? He's cool.
He's cool because he put sunglasses on a dog. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Have you ever seen the Peanuts?
I have seen the Peanuts. I've seen them way too much, I think, is the story. Anyway, let's, I don't know, how are we doing so far? I just want to get a little review.
Let's pay no attention to them, folks. They don't bother me. I can handle hecklers in my sleep.
Oh, well, don't tell that to the audience. They're asleep, too.
Right?
You don't so funny. So funny.
You really you don't like that? I'm going to advance something a little bit here. Let's keep going. Let's piggy on you. Let's another go. Listen up.
Nathan!
Hey.
Nathan, sweetie! You got to move.
Am I blocking your life?
No. It's your butt. It's super distracting.
I'm so sorry.
No, no, no. Get out of here.
Sorry.
That's it. Just keep walking. Mm-mm-mm.
Lucy's got her by a mile, okay?
I always knew I'd be in a movie someday. These brains, this beauty, this talent, I'm a real showstopper.
Listen, they both have huge egos.
Yes.
But
Lucy could be very creatively evil the way she pulls a football away from Charlie Brown all the time.
We may have a real resolution of that issue when we get back and the next part of our show. That's for sure. I have a little something to say about her. But as far as I'm concerned, Miss Piggy, that was a little quote, by the way, from, if you can notice, do you sense any difference in Miss Piggy, what you just heard from, let's say, the 70s or 80s? She was talking about the physical attributes of this male actor,
yeah,
having him walk away. You can see that's not really the class. I'm just trying to show you that. That's
being a little like
a little risque.
Risque.
That's
yeah,
from the new TV show.
Yeah.
So you see how that's not your old what would you call it? Your dad's
Muppet. Miss Piggy.
Right. She's pretty advanced in gone with the, you know, she's in, yeah, charge of that show, and now she's, I don't know if you think she's better or not. Is she more relevant? I mean, this movie now that came around, this Muppets movie.
You're saying the same.
And I actually meant Peanuts.
The Peanuppets.
The Peanuppets movie. It's made so much money. It was such a hit. Do you think they'll do a sequel? I mean, this might bring back the franchise.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's no, how can they not?
You think they will?
Yeah, sure.
You know that, by the way, that's the only series that's ever done, like comics, where you've seen actually the kids are acting for the kids on the you know, the performance. It's not adults pretending,
right,
to be
not
kids.
The voices of adults, right?
Right, voices, right, of real kids. I guess that's how you see the voices change over time. We'll be back after this and try to continue our evaluation. Come to a conclusion. What's better, Muppets or the Peanuts? Or maybe the Peanuts. Peanuppets.
Everything is perfect. It's falling into place. I can't seem to wipe this smile off my face.
P150, P150GA, P150LK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states.
Have you put off seeing the dentist because you can't afford to go? Are big dental bills taking a big toll on your wallet? Would you like to have dental insurance but think it's too expensive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company for a free information kit. See how you can help protect your teeth and your wallet by calling now. 1-800-783-2963. This is real dental insurance that can help cover over 300 procedures. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. You can see any dentist you choose, and you'll never pay a deductible. Call in the next 10 minutes, and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-783-2963. That's 1-800-783-2963. 1-800-783-2963.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-943-6794.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Think you might be bloated? Call now for a free trial of Nubiotics and see how much flatter it makes your belly. You might be surprised. But hurry, call now for details while these free trials last. 1-800-943-6794. That's 1-800-943-6794. 1-800-943-6794.
Now, back to America's Entertainment Pop Culture Talk Show. Everything old is new again with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
Hello.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Welcome back to Everything Old is New Again. We are sword fighting to try to crown the king of quirky entertainment. And just one thing I just want to throw out there is we cannot underestimate the ability of the Muppets to bring in real stars. The Peanuts have never had a real star other
never
than
needed
themselves.
It. Never needed it.
Really? Okay. Well, I don't know about that. We'll have to see. I just wanted to see and let you know that along those lines.
Right.
Star Trek has had its effect on the Muppets.
It
maybe
has.
Maybe that's why.
Can I get credit for something here?
Yes.
Well, let's play the clip. Do you want to set it up or should I
think
play
I just
it?
Did. We have a clip here of a star that's from the original Star Trek show that actually appeared on the Muppets. See if you can tell who it is.
The practical jokes. The time they dressed up Leonard Nimoy's son as a little Vulcan boy and brought him onto the set. They have it on the blooper reel they'll be showing later this evening.
There you go. So that's George Takei, of course, and he's boring the heck out of this Beaker, I think,
Beaker.
Is the character, right?
Yes. There's a Star Trek reference.
There you go,
hello?
And
that was
Star
me,
Trek
baby.
Reference came from none other than the rather animated, I told you it was animated, the rather animated David Cohen.
You're welcome.
All right, I appreciate that. What we're going to do now is finish off with the two stars of the different franchises, Kermit versus Charlie Brown, on guard. Let's go. Here he is, Kermit the Frog.
Piggy?
Yes, Mr. Chief.
Piggy, have you been planting items about us in the gossip papers again? It was a cover story about us being secretly married.
It's all a slight exaggeration.
That's a bald-faced lie, Piggy. I will not stand around while you do dumb things like that, Piggy.
That's not what you're
going
to do.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Piggy. I'm going to fire you. Piggy, you are fired.
What do you got to say now?
I got the man. I got Charlie Brown.
Gee, I got a candy bar.
Boy, I got three cookies.
Hey, I got a package of gum.
I got a rock.
All right. Oh, ow.
He's got a rock.
Oh, you just got me in my arm. You hear that?
Yes, that was pretty gross.
Get the medic.
He's got a rock, and he's not a pig. He's not a frog in love with a pig.
Listen, Kermit is a real man.
Did
you hear him fire his girlfriend from the show?
Yeah, but how does forget about physically how the frog and the pig get together. But even just character-wise, it's never been funny. Who cares about them?
Who cares about this? Charlie Brown walks around. It's depressed, and he gets rocks, and he's depressed.
Haven't you gotten a rock ever in your life?
I did get a rock
okay,
once. It was
you
called
did,
a pet rock.
Okay.
And,
so you got you got a disappointment in your life.
No, it was good.
Okay, so fine. You turn lemons into lemonade. But let me ask you this. Have you ever been in love with a pig?
Listen, the answer to that is yes, too.
All right. Well,
that's a whole other show, and I got to make sure my wife doesn't listen to that one. I will agree that the two of them have different management styles. Let's at least go with that. I just am concerned with this whole show. I hope that we're not kind of sounding like this to the audience. I don't know if you agree with that. You hear that character sleeping in the background?
Yes, that's our audience.
As long as they leave the radio on, I guess it'll get to them subconsciously.
When the commercial comes on, they'll wake up.
But, I mean, that was a convention used by the Peanuts that was creative.
Yes.
Using a little, I guess it's a trombone for the sound of...
of the adult voices,
yeah,
right.
All right, well, you're a big fan of this Lucy. I think that this Lucy needs to help Charlie Brown. He has problems. She pretends to be a psychologist. Let's see.
Psychiatrist.
All right.
What seems to be your trouble?
I feel depressed. I know I should be happy, but I'm not.
Well, as they say on TV, the mere fact that you realize you need help indicates that you are not too far gone.
Armchair psychologist. She's a snot, this little kid. If you remember before that scene, she wanted the 5 cents, and all she cared about was getting the 5 cents
of course,
for
right.
Charlie Brown.
So she's symbolic of, Yeah, it's symbolism, Doug. It's
of
like,
all
it's
what? Psychiatrists? What's the symbolic of?
Of how our society is money hungry and
all right.
Yes.
Well, I think
and maybe a commentary on the psychology, you know, the psychiatric profession itself. But I'll leave that alone.
I fantasize in some way, and that's maybe not the right word, but think about Lucy getting her comeuppance from Charlie Brown, and maybe a member of his family. So I was surprised and happy to see that the Family Guy took my side on this. And I don't know if you ever heard this clip. It's not like that. It's Charlie Brown.
Okay, that is the last time you are going to pull that crap. You hear me?
Yes.
Do you hear me?
Yes.
And you are going to hold down that football until Charlie Brown kicks it. You got that?
Yes.
Go ahead, Charlie. And you know what else? I did some checking around. You're not a licensed therapist.
Okay,
I do
you
remember
go.
That. Yeah.
That guy is me. I cannot help it. Although there was some violence in there, I wouldn't be physically violent. But that... The attitude. If I ever saw that little girl doing that to Leo, you know,
right.
there'd be
yes.
there'd be some words. How old are these kids supposed to be, by the way? Like 9 or 12 or 11?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. I'm not sure what age range. I'm sure they're supposed to be a certain age range. I don't know
right.
what it is.
But if you, I don't know, if you ever saw your son involved in a situation where he was being embarrassed or humiliated like that, would your reaction be
of
similar?
Of course, I'd be, yeah, sure.
All right,
sure.
Speaking of these kids, we have got to come to some kind of conclusion on this, because otherwise it's going to go into another show.
Right, and God knows we don't want to do that. We got to figure out this Peanuppets thing
yes.
here now.
Who and what is the better, let's call it the better franchise? Let's first ask expert of experts, a six-year-old that I know named Angelica, who will give us an answer that we'll debate, but she's one of our judges.
The Muppets or the Peanuts?
Peanuts.
Tell me why.
Because they're very funny and they're very interesting, and also they have good characters and they like to make me laugh. They're making me like want to dance and move, and that's why I like the Peanuts.
How about that?
Wow.
So, well,
that's your kid?
Yes. It's a well.
Thank Juliana for that.
I threw the microphone in front of her face. That was
that's
it.
So funny.
I did not expect any kind of answer of substance. I guess that's a bad thing. I should really expect it. She's not surprised us yet. She's always coming up with the stuff like this. But, all right, so did she express your point of view?
I think she said it probably better than I did, yeah.
She gets her up there. You got to see if she will get up, and all of a sudden they'll start doing, like, I don't know, whatever episode of the Christmas with the dancing.
With the dancing. She gets up and dances.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, and she'll start
that's
imitating
so cool.
those characters on the screen, the way they dance.
That's awesome.
But I've got another judge here, and his name is Leo. Let's see what Leo has to say on this issue.
Leo, who do you like better, the Muppets or the Peanuts?
Muppets.
Tell me why you like the Muppets better.
Because I do.
Are they funnier?
Yeah.
What else?
That's it.
Who's your favorite Muppet?
Frog.
Kermit the Frog? He's your favorite?
Yeah.
Why is he your favorite?
He is.
Tell me why.
He is.
Okay. Anybody else?
A bad frog.
Oh, the bad frog you like?
Yeah.
From the movie?
Yeah. And that good frog, too.
Yeah.
All right, so he likes Kermit. He's referencing the movie I dragged him to when he was 2.5, the last one, with his doppelganger for
right.
Kermit.
Just but he, I think he summed up what probably most Muppet fans say.
There's not much there.
There's not much there. I just like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right, well,
why? I just like it.
All right, that's our judge. We'll see. I think, personally, from that, we've got a problem because we have two judges in that went out one and one.
Right.
So, drum roll. I didn't bring a Tiffany in, but I've got a drum roll here. Here is our winner.
What's in the box, Willie?
I'm fine, Al. How are you?
Racked with curiosity, cloaked in conundrum, and carrying a thesaurus. Now, what's in that box?
Now, that might lead us into yet another show, but to me, the answer is Alf. Alf is the king of quirky entertainment. No?
What are you
well, yes.
talking about?
After all that, you're disturbed that we have named Alf the king of quirky entertainment.
But that's the first time you mentioned them. I thought it's Muppets and Peanuts.
Well, that's the problem.
If you could choose any school from which to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose a school the Wall Street Journal recognized for producing some of the best qualified graduates, one the Princeton Review ranked as a leader in undergraduate education, and one U.S. News and World Report named number one in the nation for innovation ahead of both MIT and Stanford? Discover why Arizona State University is a clear choice for your future. In addition, ASU Online offers over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs you can take 100% online and on your schedule. You'll receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as our on-campus students. For information, call 1-800-595-9736. U.S. News and World Report also ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree. So get started today and learn to thrive with Arizona State University online. Call today at 1-800-595-9736. That's 1-800-595-9736.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-941-9483. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-941-9483. That's 1-800-941-9483.